yesterday on The Winning Life, we talked about the zeal of the Lord was upon Jesus, and he had a zeal for the house of God. That's why he drove out the money changers, and he overturned the tables, and he made a whip, and he began to crack the whip, chasing these people out of his father's house. Why? Because the zeal of God's house was upon him. Zeal is a fervency towards God and the things of God. Zeal is an eagerness and an ardent interest in pursuit of something. There is a jealousy for God. Do you have, this is the question, do you have the zeal of the Lord? Psalm 119, verse 139, David writes, "My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words." In other words, when you see sin in the movies, see sin on the television, sin in our school system, or sin in our government, sin in our families, does that disturb you? Does it put a passion in your heart to do something? David said he was consumed with a zeal. Why? Because of the enemies that didn't love what God has laid out in his word. How do you get the zeal of God? How does that happen? In Isaiah 59, verse 17, it says, "For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head." Now, this speaks of the armor of God that you see in the book of Ephesians in the New Testament. This is the armor. And it says, "And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak." At this time, Israel was backslid. Most are doing evil. But not all. There was a remnant of good people. And the Lord is looking for someone to stand in the gap, someone to pray, someone to intercede. And I believe God is looking in America right now, and he's looking for people that are not playing church, that are not lukewarm, but have a zeal for God, that they will stand in the gap and they will pray for this nation, for turnaround in our government, for turnaround in society, for turnaround in our culture, for turnaround in our churches. Well, the Lord saw it, and so he put on the breastplate of righteousness, and he put on the helmet of salvation, and he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with a zeal as a cloak. In other words, he put it on. He put on zeal the same way you would put on a cloak. A cloak is an outer garment. A cloak is a coat. It is a mantle. You just put it on. My friend, it's a choice. If you're going to have the zeal of God, you choose it. You make the decision today. You can't say, "God, give me zeal." No. Get in the Word. Get a passion. Get fired up. Fire yourself up for God today. I want to ask all of you to be a prayer. Pray for this nation. I fear if we don't pray, we're going to regret it. It is not time to be wishy-washy in our faith. It's time that we are intentional in serving God. Pray like never before. In my church where Tim and I minister at Father's House, in our church, we are emphasizing prayer as never before. Why? Because it's vital. It's vital. America must repent. America must turn from America's wicked ways before we'll hear from heaven and heal our land. Would you be a prayer? Would you pray for this nation? And would you also stand with ministries that stand up for truth? Would you be faithful to the house of worship in which you go? Would you be faithful in supporting He's Alive Radio? For this ministry to continue, we must hear from you. And we must hear from you now. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or he'salive.net. You'll get the coaching CD with Ron Jones, helping you to walk in faith and be an overcomer. Walk in forgiveness when you have been sorely wounded. Write to us. We'll send it to you for your love gift of $15 or more. Once again, it's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Have a Jesus-filled day.